the unified field. One unbounded ocean of consciousness became light, water, and matter, and the three became many. In this way, the whole universe was created as an unbounded ocean of consciousness ever unfolding within itself. From the Upanishads. The ocean of pure consciousness that Maharishi Mahesh Yogi talks about is also known by modern science as the unified field. When Maharishi first arrived in the United States in 1959, the unified field from quantum physics hadn't yet been discovered. So people would say, oh, that's baloney. They're looking for some field at the base of everything, but it doesn't really exist. No one knows if it's true. But then about 30 years ago, quantum physics discovered this field. They discovered it by going into matter, deeper and deeper and deeper, and one day there it was, the unified field. And then scientists like Dr. John Hagelin said that it's true. Every single thing that is a thing emerges from this field. So modern science and ancient science are coming together. Vedic science, the science of consciousness, studies the laws of nature, the constitution of the universe, and how it all unfolds. In Vedic science, this ocean of pure consciousness is called Atma, the self. Know thyself. Well, how? You don't know yourself by looking in a mirror. You don't know yourself by sitting down and having a talk with yourself. But it's there, within, within, within. Transcendental meditation is a simple, easy, effortless technique that allows any human being to dive within, to experience subtler levels of mind and intellect, and to enter this ocean of pure consciousness, the unified field, the self. It's not the intellectual understanding of the field, but the experiencing of it that does everything. You dive within, and by experiencing this field of pure consciousness, you enliven it. You unfold it. It grows. And the final outcome of this growth of consciousness is called enlightenment, which is the full potential for us all.